Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, January 13th. Currently with fair skies, it is 18 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.38. The dew point is 14 degrees, and the current wind chill is 11 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A local chief of police has passed away. Julio Flores has more.
Longtime officer Neo Desha, chief of police and former president of the Kansas Association of Chiefs of Police, Danny Thayer, has died. According to the Neo Desha Police Department, Thayer passed away on the evening of January 10th, surrounded by family. Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison says Thayer helped him when he moved to the area. Harrison says Thayer's death is a loss to the community. Thayer retired from the force in 2017. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
Governor Laura Kelly announced her annual budget Thursday with a tax reduction plan that will save Kansans more than $500 million in tax cuts over the next 3 years. The plan includes a proposal to completely axe the state sales tax on groceries, diapers, and feminine hygiene products by April 1st, 2023. The budget also fully funds schools for the fifth year in a row and adds $500 million to the rainy day fund, putting that balance at $1.5 billion. This is Kansas Information Network News.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. According to a statement from her office in the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, Governor Laura Kelly does not have COVID-19. The statement said on Tuesday that after experiencing cold-like symptoms, Governor Kelly tested positive for COVID-19, and in order to be safe and transparent with Kansans, the governor then shared the news publicly, self-isolated, and worked from home. She continued to test, and after several subsequent negative tests, her physician and experts at the Kansas Department of Health and Environment have determined that she does not have COVID and that the original test was a false positive. So she has been cleared to work in person starting today. Governor Kelly is fully vaccinated. According to Joan Duvie, MD, the state health officer with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, after receiving a positive result on a COVID test, Governor Kelly followed all protocols by self-isolating at home while continuing to work. With the increased time indoors this winter, anytime Kansans are not feeling well, they should follow the infection prevention protocols, get tested for respiratory viruses such as COVID-19 or influenza, and stay home until they're no longer experiencing symptoms. The governor rescheduled the State of the State address on Tuesday, January 24th at 6:30 p.m., and the governor's budget was released on Thursday to the legislature as planned. This January, the American Red Cross and Pro Football Hall of Famer and blood donor Peyton Manning are asking people to score big for patients in need while getting a chance to win a trip to Super Bowl 57 in Arizona by giving blood. The start of the new year marks National Blood Donor Month, a time to celebrate those who generously roll up a sleeve to keep blood products stocked for hospitals providing critical care. As the busy holiday season winds down and the threat of severe winter weather and seasonal illness cases continues to rise, January can be a tough time for donors to make and keep appointments. You can step off the sidelines and resolve to donate blood by visiting redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule a time to give. In partnership with the National Football League, those who come to give blood platelets, or plasma January 1st through the 31st will be automatically entered to win a trip for two to Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. To lead the offense against a potential winter blood shortage, Manning invites the public to join him in helping to save lives, saying that if everyone does their part and we collectively commit to donating blood, we can stack up more wins for hospital patients who are counting on us. He said a single individual is certainly impactful, but a whole team of people coming together to donate has an even greater effect. There is an upcoming donation opportunity in Norton next Wednesday, January 18th, at the Norton County 4-H Building, 126 Park Street, from 12 to 6 p.m. Governor Kelly has ordered flags across Kansas to be flown at half staff from sunup to sundown today, Friday, January 13th, in honor of Wichita firefighter Captain Larry "The Legend" Fuhrborn. The 44-year veteran of the Wichita Fire Department died unexpectedly on January 4th after responding to an emergency call in the line of duty. Governor Kelly said her thoughts are with Captain Fuhrborn's family, friends, and the entire Wichita community during this challenging time. She added that he was an honorable public servant to his community for many years, and his dedication will not be forgotten. Captain Fuhrborn's funeral is set for today, Friday, January 13th, at Central Community Church in Wichita. The Northern Valley Junior High A-team boys basketball team improved their record to 7-2 with a 45-14 win over Heartland Christian in Colby. And he said Northern Valley got off to a hot start, scoring 18 points in the first quarter. Tate Talheim shot the ball well, scoring 22 points to lead the Huskies in scoring. Connor David also scored in double figures with 11 points, and Tate and Connor each made 3 3-pointers in the game. The Huskies played their best defense of the season, holding the Crusaders to 14 points. Northern Valley will be home next Thursday to face the Paradise Natoma Wildcats. In Nebraska news, Governor Jim Pillen announced his pick to replace Ben Sasse in the U.S. Senate at a conference Thursday morning, and that pick is former Governor Pete Ricketts, who will take the seat. The need for Pillen to make the pick came from Ben Sasse resigning Sunday to become the next president of the University of Florida. Governor Pillen said Pete Ricketts fits the bill, as he is hardworking, a positive leader, and someone who advocates for conservative and Christian values. He said Pete has a proven record of serving the state, both in times of plenty and times of crisis, and these are the attributes that he will take with him on his journey to Washington. Senator Pete Ricketts said he is humbled and honored by this unexpected opportunity to continue serving the people of Nebraska. He said it's never been more important that they advance Nebraska's interests and common sense conservative values in Congress, and that's what his focus will be. In total, 111 applicants applied for the seat, and 9 candidates were interviewed. The Nebraska Examiner reported that others that applied for the post include former State Senator Brett Lindstrom, former Nebraska Department of Ag Director Greg Ibach, former congressional candidate Ann Ashford, and Omaha TV and radio personality Tom Becca. History Nebraska has released a new specialty license plate that will help fund its educational programs. The plate was released on Thursday and features a design similar to the Good Life Highway signs seen across the state. Chris Goforth, the marketing manager at History Nebraska, stated in a press release that the Good Life signs seen on the highways have been a part of Nebraska history since the early 1970s, and now people can showcase the Good Life everywhere they go while supporting educational programs at museums and virtual programs across the state. Officials said the specialized plate is available for $40, with 75% of the funds going toward the Support Nebraska History Fund, and standard plates are also available for $5, with all proceeds going toward the fund. Both of the plates can be purchased at dmv.nebraska.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay wrestling coach Bill Brockelman to update on the wrestlers and their upcoming meets starting today.
I'm here with head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman. Coach, pretty busy last week. On Friday, you hosted Weld Central of Colorado, and that was a duel. And it was a small duel, but we got to see a lot of good wrestling.
Yeah, this year they brought more kids, but they were a lot more green than they've been in the past. They had two returning members of the team from the year before, and there was 11 total matches, and I think we won all but nine. So it was a good night. We won 70-12, and the boys wrestled really well.
And then on Saturday, you hosted the J.R. Durham Invitational Wrestling Tournament, and quite a few more girls this year. They doubled in size, about 85 the girls participated there, and then, of course, the boys, about 15, 16 teams in the boys. Let's talk about the J.R. Durham.
Well, we'll start with the boys' side. We ended with three champions, Jayton Weigel, Garrett Urban, and Corbin Puga, and one runner-up in Brendan Fonensteel, and they all had great tournaments. And Brennan was really competitive with the Zodro kid from Overland, who's very tough in this finals, but we fell short, and that's okay because we're going to see him later on, and we're going to continue to get better. The three champions all were pretty dominant in their finals match, and that was awesome to see, especially out of the young freshman, Jayton. He really competed well and asserted his dominance, especially in the finals. We also had four boys get third, Jefferson Otter, and the other three freshmen, Jack Carter, Aston Katz, and Derek Clydesdale. And Jefferson Otter's weight was stacked. We had the top four in 3-2-1A at the tournament, plus Kozad brought a kid that was number two at 195 wrestling up at 215. And I think Jefferson had three overtime matches that day, and he won two of the three. Derek and Aston both wrestled extremely well. Derek avenged a loss from earlier twice, in fact. He beat him twice in one tournament. And then Aston was very dominant against a tough kid from Larned and was very dominant on the Scott City kid. Jack Carter really came into his own this weekend and wrestled really well, even with pretty much one-handed. So he was taking kids down and was being very smart in the way he wrestled. So I was very happy with our boys' performance at the Jake Durham. Moving on to the girls, we had six medalists, and we ended up fourth overall as a team. Both talent girls got third, and they wrestled pretty well. Evie Vance got fourth. Cadence Greason got fourth, and I'm missing two. But the girls that place, they wrestled really hard, and our girls overall wrestled hard. Just some of them had missed a lot of practices over Christmas break, which happens because we're traveling. But we could see in our conditioning that we hadn't been to as many practices as some of the other kids had. So we're going to get caught up, and we're going to continue to be more competitive. And I was happy to see that we were able to compete with some of those schools that have some girls that have wrestled for quite a while.
Now, the teams, the boys did finish in third, and the girls in fourth place there, the J.R. Durham. So that brings us to your wrestler of the week. And I'd like to also mention that not only did you have a girls' tournament and a varsity tournament, you had a junior varsity tournament in the junior high gym. Who was your junior varsity wrestler of the week?
Our junior varsity wrestler of the week was Dorian Garza. He got his first victory on the season, and he ended up winning the tournament. So he had a good home debut and wrestled really well. Our varsity wrestler of the week was Jayton Weigel. He really came into his own this weekend, and like I talked before, and was very dominant all weekend. And then our girls' wrestler of the week, although she wasn't our highest placer, she wrestled the defending state champion at 235, and we took her down twice. And she really has improved a lot, and that was Cadence Greason.
That brings us up to your next venue, and that's going to be the Newton Tournament of Champions. That's a two-day tournament, of course, in Newton, Kansas. And what do you know about the tournament? I know that we've been going there several years now.
It's one of the toughest tournaments in the state, and it's a great exposure for the kids to that big tournament atmosphere and two-day weigh-ins. And we get to see people that we don't really see a lot, and everyone is bigger than us, so we just go out and wrestle. We don't care about seeding, and we don't care about what this will do for us in the future because they're all bigger schools. They all, we won't see them at regionals or really hardly any of them later on after this. There's 16 ranked teams in the rankings, so there's 30 total. So it's a tough tournament, and there's a few teams from Oklahoma and Missouri that come here as well.
And, of course, what time will that start on Friday? I think it's about a 9 or 10 o'clock start. Is that about right?
That sounds right.
Let's caught you off guard there. Sorry about that. Hey, also, you have a program change, and on Fridays you normally take a squad up to Elm Creek, and, of course, that's going to be canceled, or you had to cancel that out.
Yeah, this year we had to cancel that because the start time moved back to 11 a.m., and per Keisha, we can only have so many events on a Friday that start before 3 p.m., and we're already at our max for all of our squads, so we weren't able to take anybody. But we're going to make that up for the boys and girls. We're going to go to Atwood next weekend after we go to Kearney.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck when you travel down to Newton for the Tournament of Champions. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Brockelman, and good luck to all the wrestlers in their upcoming meets starting today. Memorial services for Raymond Hikus, 76 of Lenora, will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday, January 14th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Friday, January 13th, also at the funeral home. Interment will be held at a later date at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Raymond Hikus Memorial Fund and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. And condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having sloppy joe, homemade bun, corn, sweet potato tots, peaches, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken nuggets, whipped potatoes, rolls, fruit, and milk. Today for Norton Schools, starting at approximately 9 a.m., the high school varsity wrestling at Newton. At 2:23 p.m., the junior high K meeting, and at 4:30 p.m., high school varsity and junior varsity basketball with Phillipsburg. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag LLC. Farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there'll be some areas of fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 43 and a light south wind increasing to 5 to 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 24 and a south wind around 5 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 52. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 52. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 50. On Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 45. On Wednesday, there's a chance of rain and snow, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 39. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 39. Currently, with fair skies, it is 18 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.38. The dew point is 14 degrees, and the current wind chill is 11 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas City Chiefs are resting up on their bye week before the divisional round of the NFL playoffs begins next weekend, and they're coming into the playoffs with the defense heating up at just the right time, including George Karlaftis, the standout rookie for the Chiefs, really hitting his stride over the past seven games, and Jesse Newell, the Kansas City star, joined WIBW Radio in Topeka, and he discussed the stride George Karlaftis is hitting and how important his play is to the overall defense.
All of a sudden, if you get a consistent George Karlaftis and get that greater consistency from him, you know, it's like the rising tide lifting all boats here. It helps the Chiefs offense in so many different, the Chiefs defense in so many different ways. It helps that defensive line. And again, if you take a little bit of that and say, now you don't have to blitz as much, well, you're given more security on the back end. All of a sudden, the Chiefs don't have to gamble. And when you don't have to gamble, things can just be more sound defensively. So yeah, his emergence has been good and come at a really bright spot for the Chiefs. And the last 2 weeks have been a great indication of what kind of a difference maker he can be. He continues the trajectory he has here in the last few weeks and few months.
Yeah, in sports.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
New Kansas Farm Bureau President Joe Newland is honored to lead the organization and says his work will rely on teamwork from the county level on up.
There is no I or me in my leadership style. It's always we. We work as a team. I rely heavily on people to keep me informed of what they know is going on out in the field, and we work as a team.
The Wilson County farmer says his first introduction to Farm Bureau came shortly after he and his wife married and needed insurance and discovered all the additional benefits that come with a Kansas Farm Bureau membership.
We quickly got involved with Young Farmers and Ranchers. We were the Young Farmer and Rancher family in 1979, but we've served in many different capacities.
Listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. We start off with your weather forecast.
We have a quiet start to the day. Cool temperatures expected again through most of today. Temperatures will be warming up both Saturday and Sunday, and an active weather pattern with a parade of systems coming in throughout much of next week. The pattern we're in now is a northwesterly flow, which means we have a ridge of high pressure at the surface stretching from Ontario into the central plains. High pressure is going to be building in tomorrow as winds return to the south and southeast. A clearing sky with temperatures on Saturday warming into the 40s and 50s. Sunday's high likely going to be in the mid to upper 50s with some 60s. The first of several systems coming in next week will arrive on Sunday night. Not a lot of moisture to work with, but a better chance of moisture, rain, or snow likely by Tuesday night into Wednesday. In northwestern Kansas today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 40s. North central Kansas, morning fog with a high today near 40. In northeastern Kansas, our high in the upper 30s. Southwestern Kansas, our high in the upper 50s. Mid-40s likely in south central and southeast Kansas.
Thank you, Dan. Momentum seems to have slowed in the past couple of hours in the overnight markets as some red is showing up in the beans and wheat. Corn still fractionally higher. March up a half penny, 671 and a half. May up 3/4 of a penny at 670 and a quarter. The December new crop up a half penny, 596 and a half. March beans down 2.5 at 1516. May down 3 3/4 at 1515 and a half. November down 7 3/4, 1388 and a half. Kansas City wheat March up 3 1/4 at 830. 8 and a quarter. May up a nickel, 836 and a half. July up 2 3/4, 830 and a quarter. Chicago wheat March down 3/4 of a penny at 742. May down 1 1/4, 749 and a half.